Good morning, everybody. You are here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on this bright, cloudy Monday morning. It's April 2026. April 27th, 2026. And it is now 10:04 a.m. And you're here with me. Like I said, I am Lori the Love Sherpa. And we are on 12radio.com. So hello again. And I'm happy that you're all here with me again. Thanks so much for joining. I'm grateful for all of your presence. I am going to tell you really quickly, first things first, how to get over to the Facebook page if you would like to chat with me. Because I have... Sorry, I was trying to set something here. I have some things to chat with you about that I think you might be interested in, hopefully. So I just want to tell you how you can connect with me in the moment, right now, over on Facebook, in our Facebook page. So what you can do is if you would like to ask questions, make comments, whatever you want, just come over there and you will be connecting with me live. Just go to your device or your computer. Go to 12radio.com. And that will take you onto a page where you'll see some options all the way on the left side. And one of them is chat. So just hit chat. And that will take you right over into the 12radio Facebook page, which is very slow loading for me right now for some reason. That's not usually what happens, and I don't know why that's happening. But anyway, that's really weird. I wonder if there's a glitch going on with the Facebook page. I hope not. But it doesn't usually happen like this. You know, I'm going to just refresh everything, but that's basically what you do. So then once you're, if you're a member of the group, you already know the drill. You just scroll down, find my Lori the Love Sherpa banner, and you can ask questions, make comments. Yeah, this really isn't loading. It's weird. But you can connect with me. I am a spiritual psychology practitioner. I'm an intuitive guide. I'm a human design projector, which makes me an intuitive guide naturally. Yeah, Facebook doesn't want to load for me this morning. That's not good. I will keep trying. I may have to restart my device. Let me just try that. It's not even Mercury retrograde right now. What the heck? So let's. Okay. Okay. It's probably my end. All right. Let's just refresh. Everything is all is well. I'm certain this is going to work itself out. Okay. But in the meantime, like I was saying, just come on in and ask questions if you've got them. I am here for it. And I'm sure we'll get this up and working in a moment or two. Serena has informed me that you are here with me, and apparently everything is working on everyone else's end but mine up till now. So, okay, I'm going to try this again. Oh, I have it. Maybe because I have it on Do Not Disturb. No, that wouldn't work. All right. I'm going to keep trying. But I do want to share, since we are all here together, the reason for you to come into that Facebook page in the first place again. Excuse me, one sec. The reason it would be great if you could come in there if you want to is because I do love to answer questions. And I'm kind of like a therapist of sorts. I'm a spiritual psychology practitioner. So a lot of what I do is, you know, akin to therapy. It really is. And giving intuitive advice is a big part of what I do. And this can be about just about anything, really. You know, the normal things that we deal with in our lives that everybody wants to know about. And that we all have issues with, whether it's, you know, something going on in relationships, especially. But honestly, anything. I just life in general. I'm always open to answering questions. I like answering questions about human design also, about, like I said, relationships, masculine and feminine, energy dynamics. And I do have kind of a funny story to tell you. I've been back doing a little bit of dating after taking a hiatus for quite a while. And let me just grab some water. My throat's a little bit weird. One sec. Okay. So I did go on a second date last week. No, not last week, the week before. Or maybe the beginning of last week. Yeah, it was Monday of last week, actually. It was right after I did my show. And so it just shows how, like, the first date I went on was lovely. We had a great time. I probably won't see him again, except maybe, like, you know, in a friendly way, because there really wasn't, for me, there wasn't a spark. And the second guy, kind of the same. I didn't really feel a spark, but I did feel this guy, you know, was interesting. He was an Aries, a lot of energy, a little younger than I am. Not by much, maybe, you know, 10 years, which to me is not much. Since a lot of the men I date are so much younger than that, because they are the ones who reach out. So I do not discriminate. I date whomever I feel might be on my wavelength, and whomever I feel in some way attracted to. And so I like to just remain open, and I don't necessarily go for the, I went into this all, like, I think last week or the week before, but I don't necessarily go for the automatic GQ guy. You know, a man does not have to be a 10 for me to date him. I look below the surface and I see what's there, as I think, you know, it's a good idea. You definitely have to have the physical attraction. That's important to a certain extent. But again, there are many things we can find attractive about someone physically, right? Not, they don't necessarily have to have model good looks. For instance, you know, when I was with Fred, Dr. Fred, who I talk about a lot here, he was not what I would call my type, but he was a very powerful man. He was very imposing. He was really tall, and he had very broad shoulders. And there's just something about the way he carried himself that really appealed to me, because it was like, I felt so safe with him. And that's what it was. That's the safety factor. It cannot be stressed enough when it comes to women feeling attracted to a man. If we feel safe with you, that's a big deal. So anyway, it's not all about the looks, but it is about who you are as a person. Absolutely. Excuse me. And so on this particular date last Monday, we had a very lively conversation, because this man is an Aries, and holy cow, like, I guess I haven't been around Aries energy much lately, until this date, but I can't remember the last guy. I forgot what he was, but he was a little more sedate, but still nice. So this guy was an Aries, had lots of energy. Like we talked nonstop. He was asking me all these questions. And right out of the gate, I sat down and he started telling me that he was having a spiritual awakening. And he didn't say it that way. He said he was searching. And so me, of course, you know, being the intuitive guide that I am, I want to know more. So he told me that he was Jewish, but not religious. And he told me that he felt that as a child, he had been very spiritual, but it had kind of left him, as it often does when children are very intuitive. And as we get older, right around the age of 7, we kind of forget. And that's the natural design. We're supposed to forget, because when you're new, a soul coming into this human body, you still have and know everything that you knew from being in spirit. And that's pure love. That's why babies are so easy to love, you know, even though they're hard work, they're pretty freaking easy to love just because of their energy. Their energy is pretty lovely most of the time. And yeah, there are challenging times too. I'm not saying there isn't, but you know, a baby is a baby. You're going to look at a baby and you're gonna be like, ah, that's why we get that reaction. Cause that baby is pretty much almost pure soul energy, and you can't hate on a baby. You know what I mean? Like you might be able to on an adult, because adults can do shitty things. Babies don't really, they're not malicious. You know, they might do things you don't like, but they're not doing it on purpose. It's when they get a little older. That's a different story. But anyway, babies are lovely. And so where was I going with this? Okay. So he had told me that he had really forgotten a lot of his spirituality, and me, you know, Miss Spirituality over here. This is like the conversation that I adore. I would talk about this all day long. And so he told me that he was trying to get back to a place where he really could believe and trust that, you know, there was something more than what we see. So I, of course, love this conversation. And I also know that I can only go so far with this conversation before I go into teaching mode and work mode. And that for me isn't resonant with a man I am perhaps thinking of dating, you know? So I did in fact see a few red flags in some of the things we were talking about, other than, you know, spirituality. It's hard to really explain a red flag. Sometimes you just know, because you hear someone say something and you're like, ooh, that's not good. And it's usually a response or something that they're saying that just doesn't feel good in your body. At least this is how it works for me. It's like a knowing that this isn't resonant, and this is a warning that this person is not for me, not in that way. Not that I couldn't help him in some way, but that's what I'm saying. I knew I could help him with this. I knew it would have to be in a professional capacity. I thought perhaps, you know, friendship, but not even that. The red flags were just, they were a little too glaring for me. And I'm like, okay, this person, I can't really take this person into my life as a friend or as a partner, you know, a love partner. But I know what would help him most would be to be my client. And I don't, you know, go out, I don't go out trying to convert people to be my clients. Not at all. Like, that's the farthest thing from my mind, especially on a date. I was not there for that. But it was glaringly clear to me that this man could benefit so deeply from working with me if he were open to it. So this is a thing. I'm a projector, and I need an invitation. And not only an invitation, but a correct invitation with recognition of knowledge that I can actually help this person, and value, which is me being paid for my knowledge and my wisdom, because it is in fact knowledge and wisdom that only I can access as a projector. I can see the big picture. I can really help people deeply. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have been speaking with me about an issue they're having, and all of a sudden I will just say like some really a really brief, like one line, one sentence, or maybe a few sentences, but just, it's just like one thing, and it's like thunk. And it really lands with them, and they look at me like, oh my God, that's the thing. So this happens all the time when I work with people. And, you know, when I'm helping someone, even if they're not working with me, sometimes I choose to help people because I want to help people. And I'm allowed to do that if I feel like it's a correct invitation. And if I feel like the person really needs help, and I'm called to help them, then I do, because giving of my gifts is also something I do. In this situation, that particular inclination wasn't there. I was, to a point, explaining and helping. But I knew that for him to really take it in, and this is just how my mechanism works as a projector, for him, for the person to be able to take it in, and for me to be able to really fully have what I'm saying land for you, I really need that proper invitation. It's so important. People never seem to understand that until it gets explained to them like that. Like, people are like, well, why can't you just, you know, do this thing? And I'm like, I would love to, but you're not, it's not going to land for you the same if you're not really valuing it. And really, it's like that with a lot of things. If you don't really value something, you're not going to take it seriously. And you're just going to be like, oh yeah, okay, well, whatever. Thanks a lot. And that's it. We don't really appreciate that which we don't invest in. It's like that for a lot of things. It's like that for men and women, even. A man does not appreciate that, that woman he does not make an investment in. So that's another subject, but we'll talk about that too. I actually have a lot planned around that, because that's a theme that keeps coming up for me and friends of mine lately. The investment piece. So anyway, the investment piece. So we talked about this, and I told him, he asked me what I did. And I said, well, everything you're talking about is everything I do with my clients. And we got pretty deep on the date. It was a fascinating conversation. And so I said, you know, I would love to help you with this. And I don't think I could be as effective anywhere but in a session. And not just one session, but you might want to think about like actually working with me. And I said, I'm not trying to recruit you or anything, but this is what is feeling very resonant for me. Because I think by that point he knew I wasn't going to, you know, be his partner. I wasn't going to, we weren't going to really be friends or anything like that. You kind of know. At least I do. I mean, maybe they don't. I don't know. I can't speak for them. But I knew that he was not going to be my partner. I had already felt the red flags. And maybe it's not even a diss on him when I say that. It's a frequency thing. And I am learning so much about frequency. I've been studying with someone who I will call a teacher of sorts, because he's been providing me with some information about frequency that I know, innately know is true, and that I've heard and felt before, but never was actually given in this type of container before. And I know that sounds kind of big, but basically I'm being presented with information that my body knows is true, but that no one has ever explained to me fully before. And so this gentleman has been helping me and explaining a lot of this to me, and it's making a lot of sense that everything, of course, is frequency, and more than we even realize. So basically, when we're on a date with someone, like I was with this guy, it's not that, you know, he's a terrible person or all the red flags are horrible. I mean, yes, pay attention to the red flags, absolutely, and I will. But if there are red flags, the reason for that is that we are just not on the same frequency. And that is the whole point. If you're not on someone's frequency and they're not on yours, and neither one is bad, they're just different. If you're not on the same frequency, that person is not really meant to hang with you. They're really not. And so when you think of it in this context, it makes so much more sense. And it's also much easier when you're talking about the dating world, where, you know, feeling rejected is not a fun thing, right? And yet, if you know in your heart that this is not me rejecting him, this is me realizing that that man is just not on the same frequency as I am, and vice versa. Like, I'm not being rejected. You know, if that were the case, I don't know, because, you know, I'm not him. But if that's the case, I'm not being rejected. It's just that I'm on a different frequency than he is, and we're not aligned. So isn't that wonderful to know that? I mean, nobody can reject anybody. Because if there is a reason, a physical, you know, human reason, why someone thinks they're being rejected, it's actually not true. And that goes along with everything else that we know about only love being real and everything else being an illusion. It's brilliant. Like, I can't believe how well this works and how much it makes sense. You can't be rejected because you're just on different frequencies. Quite literally, your energy and their energy doesn't match up. And so I knew this. I knew this about this man. And he seems lovely in many ways, but just not for me. Not for me. And the really interesting thing about it is without, you know, knowing totally the frequency piece at that point just yet, because I've been doing a lot of studying in the last week, and this frequency thing has just popped up. Again, it popped up a while back in a slightly more understated form, but now it's in my face and I am needing to pay attention to it. You know, things always show up when you're ready. So I had little bits and pieces of it prior to this week. And this week, holy cow, this whole week has been an energetic shit show and an energetic blessing. So it's been crazy. So anyway, about this date, very lovely. We hugged goodbye. I knew he wasn't for me. I told him at the date, I said, I think you might want to think about, since this is what I do and this is what you're seeking, you may want to look into some sessions with me. So I said, do you want me to send you my information? Because again, I have to be invited. And this, to me, all of his, like, from the moment we sat down, he was right out of the gate talking about wanting to learn more spiritually. And I took this as a sign. So that, for me, was the invitation, not the complete invitation, but the door opening invitation to at least step through it and offer, you know, make my offering. Let him know that I'm here. Basically, I have to let someone know that I'm visible and available for them to make the invitation. It all makes sense. It just sounds like a lot of steps. It's really not. Excuse me. So he did. He was enthusiastic. He said, yes, please send me your information. This might be something I really could use. And so I did. And we left on a very lovely note. He hugged me a couple times and he said, I don't want to leave. I just want to stay here and hug you. And I'm like, well, this feels really good. I mean, you know, it's nice to feel love because hugging someone feels good. It really does, especially if it's someone who's appreciating you in the moment. And he had been telling me how he'd been meeting a lot of women, but they apparently hadn't been looking at him like with any future date potential. And that can be hard after a while when you get rejected, you know, a few times. And I felt that in him. And that was unfortunate. Because I really do feel like he just wanted to be loved like everybody else. And later that day, after we left, he texted me, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he texted me out of the blue and he said something like, I really loved our conversation. Was that some big sales pitch? And the way he said it was with such animosity that I was so taken aback because we had such a lovely conversation and that was not my intention at all. So he obviously couldn't feel me. He couldn't feel my real intention. And I get that because we're on different frequencies. So, you know, I don't really think it's a good idea to explain yourself to someone who's not going to understand. So I was just, you know, graceful with him. And I said, you know, no, of course not. That's definitely not my intention. And there wasn't much more to it because I could feel he was just all walled up then. And so this was just more of the stuff that I had felt during the date. There was this guarding and I get it. You know, when you've been hurt, you can sometimes get guarded, but you know, you can't look at everything like it's an attack. Because that wasn't my intention. So I guess I'm telling you all this just, you know, because I told you I was going to tell you some dating stories. And also just to acknowledge that not everyone is going to be for us. Not every person is meant for us. And some of the people who are really not meant for us are really going to surprise us in showing us that they are really not meant for us. Just to make sure that you don't say, oh, well, let me try it anyway. No. This was a clear, clear sign of many, one of many, that, nope, this person is definitely on a different frequency than I am. And we are not meant to be partners. I am very good at putting people into the proper box, if you will. And this man was definitely client material. I feel like when he saw what I charge, what I ask for my services, which is not inexpensive, I feel like he probably couldn't afford it. But if you can't and you need what I have to offer, you find a way, because I know that I've had other clients who knew they would benefit and found a way to make it happen. It all depends on how important it is to you. And investment is really important. And that's one of the reasons I am not inexpensive. One, because my energy is limited and I only have a certain amount of it. And if I'm focusing on one person, which is how I work, then there has to be a good investment for me in order to be able to effectively work with them. It's just that, again, is the way my energy works. It has to be valued. And it works better for them because they will get the best of me. And if they want the best of me, then they kind of have to pay for it. So he wasn't meant to learn from me in that way either. He's obviously meant to be on a different path, and it's right in this moment, at least. Maybe in the future he'll change his mind, who knows? But in this moment, he is not meant to be in my experience in any capacity, except for that one date, which actually was really fun for me. We had a really fun conversation because I love talking about spirituality. And that was nice. And we had, a nice lunch. It wasn't the greatest lunch, actually, I have to say. I was a little disappointed in this restaurant, which I actually is one of my favorite restaurants, and I won't name it because I don't want to, discourage anyone from going there and ruin their business or anything. But I did mention them on Yelp, I have to say, because it was a little disappointing. It wasn't as good as it usually is. Let's put it that way. Not terrible, but not great. So anyway, but we had a nice time. I had a really nice time, and it's such a shame. In a way, it's a shame, but not really, it was meant to be this way. Kind of a shame that he had to go and sort of sully the, I can't remember how that goes, but he had to sully things. He just had to like mess it up by sending me kind of an energetically nasty text. It was very sharp. It was very biting, and I felt it, it was not nice, and it wasn't necessary, but I don't control anyone else's actions. I only control my reaction, and my reaction, was graceful, and I wouldn't allow it to be any other way. In that moment, I felt like this was someone hurt. And I don't want to hurt anyone more than they're already hurt. I really don't. That's not my intention at all. Quite the opposite. So, I let it go gracefully, and that was it. So anyway, that's what happened. So let me see if the Facebook chat is working yet. There it is. Oh, all right, let's try it again. And geez, it is still not coming up, guys. I am so sorry. I do not know why I cannot see this chat. Let me try and pull it up on my other device, because my producer Serena has told me that it is working. So let me try to see your comments. That's a bummer. It'll just take me a second. No, because I really want to read the comments. I'm going to make this work. I'm determined, bound and determined. Yeah, it's just like, thank you. Okay. I've got you all now. I see you all. For some reason, it wasn't working on my phone, but it's working on my iPad. I don't know why. That's really bizarre. Okay, so I see you all now. Yay. Okay. And who is here? Rob is here. Hey, Rob. And thank you, Serena. I appreciate that. I'm glad I was able to pull it up, though, because it kind of, like, the dynamic's a little bit different when I can actually see it. Okay. Whoops. Didn't want to hit that. Okay. I'm glad you're here, Rob. Hey, Job. It's good to see you here. And Renee. Hey, it's good to see you too. And Tara. Hey, Tara. Renee says, what is my moon sign? My moon is in Virgo, Renee. My sun is in Capricorn. My rising sign is Scorpio. And my moon is in Virgo. Yep. I'm curious as to the reason you're asking. What are you thinking, Renee? What's the reason you're asking? I'm curious. And Rob. Rob says, my knee-jerk instinct was to humorously chide you for the dating age difference. But then I quickly realized I'm in no position to throw stones. You are definitely not. You, my love, are definitely not in a position to throw stones. And this just goes to show you that age really doesn't matter all that much. If you're talking about, like, having children with someone, that, like, if someone wants to have children, obviously I might not be the right choice, because I am not having any more children. But really, in many other ways, age, if you are on the same frequency, I will say, with someone else, you are meant to be together, no matter how old the two of you are. I am not kidding. It's frequency that matters. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about this as I learn about it. But it's the most important thing. So yes, I can date someone who is, and I have my, you know, a very lovely man back in New York. He was, I think, like 20 years younger than I am. And we are still friends till this day. We dated for about 2 years. And I have dated men with even more of an age gap. It just depends on the person. And I've also dated men who've been 24 years older than I am. Like Fred, for instance. He was 24 years older than I. So I don't discriminate. I'm not just going, you know, I'm not just going after the young ones. It's like, I don't even want anybody to think that or make it sound like that. I've dated men my own age too. I'm an all age dater. It's not younger or older. I don't really have a huge preference. If we're on the same frequency, yeah, maybe I tend to go a little younger because I think naturally I feel a little younger than I am. So I tend to gravitate towards that frequency. It is a frequency, you know, the way you feel. It's not about the age, it's about the frequency. So, but yeah, that is funny, Rob. And you could, I would take a joke, believe me. You know, I can take a joke. I'm a Capricorn. So let's see. Quelly says, Monday blessings, Lori. Thank you, Quelly. You know, I think we all need as many blessings as we possibly can get. And Tara, yeah, she says, it sounds like you got lucky by trusting your gut. Yeah, you know, I always do trust my intuition because it's never failed me. Like I said, with a red flag of any kind, at least for me, I feel them. I feel them in the energy. I feel them in the speech. I feel them in the words. I feel it. I just feel stuff. You know, and everybody gets their information differently. Excuse me. Sometimes you do get a sensation in your gut if you are, say, a generator type. Projector types feel things differently too. I'm a splenic generator. Not sorry, splenic projector. So my spleen is the thing that gives me the quick hit of yes or no. Usually if it's a yes, if it's a yes or a no, I'll know usually right away. Unless for some reason, and this has happened to me a few times, I feel more generator, like if we're going through some sort of transit where I will have to kind of almost ride an emotional wave, and I'm not an emotional wave, but sometimes I feel like I'm riding a bit of a wave and I don't know exactly why that is. But human design is, it's very accurate. However, it's unfinished. And as I'm learning more, I'm realizing how unfinished it actually is, because it's unfinished because the projectors literally just came in like a couple hundred years ago. There were no projectors before, like, I think 1781, I think it was. So human design is evolving, and the frequency piece is part of its evolution. And so that is one reason I believe I, as a projector, have been called to learn about the frequency piece, because it's mind-boggling. But it's simple. It's really not hard to understand. There is, I'm going to tell you all, there is a teacher, I'll call him a teacher because he is teaching me. His name is Paul LaMarca. He's on Instagram. And he's on Instagram as Irreversible Influence. And he's the one who is talking about frequency. Irreversible Influence. Paul LaMarca. He has been, well, first of all, he has books. He has some books he's written. And one of them is called B9. And you can figure out your individual frequency and also be mind blown if you would like. I don't know how much the book costs. I actually am just about to order it. I haven't ordered it yet, but I'm going to order it because I'm curious. He and I have actually been trying to figure out my frequency on our own. And it's really interesting because all the information that I'm reading, none of it really sounds like me yet. So I know that I'm going to hit on it eventually. And it's interesting to know, not from a ego perspective at all, but just because what I have heard other people say is that when they read about who they actually are as a frequency, and by frequency, I mean energy, who we are as a soul, or the energy of our soul, like literally the energy of our soul, it's all a frequency, and it has a number. And that number describes, there are three parts, three numbers, actually, like, you know, 147, 369, three numbers. And those numbers describe a frequency that you are here to embody, because you as a human are the avatar. Okay. And so your avatar is here to experience certain things. And that's why you come in as a certain frequency, so that you can experience this, these things that you want to experience. And it's basically a lot of what I've been telling you guys for a long time. You know, we come to this earth school to learn lessons, and we choose the lessons we want to learn. So it all goes hand in hand. Everything that is real and truthful, everything that is truth, resonates and goes along with everything else that is real and truthful. And that's why I love it, because I know it resonates. It does. This resonated in my body immediately. Immediately. Yeah, it kind of blows my mind. But I have heard from other people who have discovered their frequency that it's so profound that it brought them to tears, because it was so accurate and that they felt so seen. And don't we all want that? I mean, I can feel what that
feels like. And it's such a beautiful feeling. So I want that for all of you. And I'm not, you know, making any money off this. I just really feel like this is a great learning that we should all be looking at right now. It's called, the book is called B9, and it's written by Paul LaMarca. And he, what did I just say? His, hang on, I'll find him. I forgot his Instagram handle, but he's here somewhere. What did I say? Integrative influence? I think that's what I said. You know what? I thought it was something else. Let me look it up and make sure I've got the right one. I don't want to screw this up. I want to make sure it's correct. Irreversible influence. There we go. Irreversible influence is his Instagram page. So go take a look, order the book if you feel called to, and find out what your frequency is. I think you might, if you feel called to do this, I think you might be pretty surprised and interested. And I think it'll feel really good. So let me go back to the Facebook page. So strange that I couldn't pull it up on my phone. I'm still really wondering why that is. Maybe it's because my phone is on its last legs. That could be why. My poor phone needs to be replaced. It overheats all the time, and I just haven't replaced it yet. Okay. I do see all of you. Yay. All right, this is very good. All right. Okay. Renee says, after listening to Mark's show about the moon, I want to know everyone's moon element. Oh, okay. I didn't hear Mark's show this morning. I was still asleep. I was so tired. But I will listen to it. I always listen to Mark's show on demand and in the replays, so I usually don't miss it. And Kat's as well. I heard a lot of Kat's show today, but I think I was asleep till about 8:40. So I always catch everybody on the replays and on the on demand. but yeah, I'll be interested in hearing that. But now I understand why you're asking about my moon sign. And it's fascinating. The moon, your moon sign has so much to do with who you are. I mean, everything in your chart does, but your chart ruler, we should ask Mark about that. Your chart ruler is, honestly, I feel the most important aspect of your whole chart. My chart ruler happens to be Pluto. So there's that. I can't remember how you figure it out, but there's a way to determine your chart ruler. It's really easy. I think it's the planet that rules your rising sign. I'm pretty sure. So yeah, Mars and Pluto are my chart ruler. So Renee says he didn't go through the signs, but the elements, air, earth, water, and fire. Okay. Got it. Yeah. I'm going to have to listen to that. That sounds really interesting. Renee says my moon is in Taurus, earth element, and Virgo is an earth element too. Yes, it certainly is. They are both very much earth elements, as is Capricorn. So yeah, lots and lots of earth. And I also have a Capricorn stellium, which is heavy earth. And I've always felt that I have a good amount of water in my chart too. Not as much as earth though. So that's why I think people experience me as being a fairly solid, reliable person. I'm not sure how that feels for you, Renee. But I would love to hear how you experience that. How do you experience the Taurus moon? Because Venus has a really, I think, very lovely effect on the moon. Venusian energy is very special to me. It feels really yummy. And Mercury makes, since, you know, Mercury is the ruler of Virgo, and that's my moon, it makes me very logical, since the moon rules emotions. It makes my emotions a little more logical in some ways. However, my Scorpio rising, excuse me, my Scorpio rising comes in and just likes to F shit up because it's very emotional. So, so I've got that balance of very emotional and non-emotional. Yeah, it's interesting for sure. But I'm going to check the chat one more time. It's like an ordeal today just to check the chat. It's like a really big production. Hopefully next week I'll have a new phone. This won't happen. Okay. I just want to make sure I've got all of you. So any last parting words? I really just want to make sure that I see all of you here. I think I do. And yeah. Okay. So we're getting right down to the end of the show. And in a minute, I'm going to make some room for Christine Demaurier to come through and do her wonderful show. And I want to thank my producer, Serena, for being right on top of things and being super helpful. Where would we be without the lovely Serena? I don't know. And she is just doing the juggling act because, you know, she's got a baby in her lap. God damn. It's a good thing she's like a generator type because otherwise that would be really challenging for someone like me, like a projector. It would. But she does it with grace and aplomb. So I'm going to let all of you go spend your week in the most lovely way possible, hopefully, and join me again here next week. I am grateful for all of your presence, and I hope that something I said today has made some sense and been helpful in some way. And I would love to know, you know, next week, if you have any questions about anything I've said or anything that you want to know, just join me again next week and I'll be here to answer some more questions. I love answering questions. And you can all bombard me with comments because I love that too. You can, it's a good bombardment. It's always welcome. So I will see you all next week. I love you all very much. Have a great week, everybody. You've been here with me, Lori the Love Sherpa, listening to me on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.